Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
India's most wanted. The hunt for India's Osama. Wow, man. Such a heavy tagline. Just as heavy as the hero. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Okay, that was a low blow. Arjun Kapoor just can't seem to catch a break because he's been in the industry for a really long time. And although him and Ranveer Singh sort of debuted at the same time, their careers have gone completely different paths. Arjun's either had the wrong directors or signed on the wrong scripts. And for the longest time, he just played a gunda on screen in movies like Gunde and Tevar and Ishak Zade. He was typecast as a gunda back to back till he had a Chetan Bhagat face. I don't know which is worse. But now the trailer for his upcoming movie is out. It's called India's Most Wanted. And it's like he was made for this role. Because it's about guys being undercover and having a no-nonsense attitude. It's about a manhunt for a terrorist without the use of any weapons. Now that's an interesting concept. We find out about so many of these missions years and years after our intelligence teams actually carry out their operations. Obviously, because there's no point if plans are not kept secret at that point in time. So as this movie approaches its release, let's take a look at other movies that address terrorism. There's no denying it. Mani Ratnam is one of the finest directors we have in India. He picks themes that others kind of stay away from. He's not the youngest director out there, but he made a movie about live-in relationships in India. Now, I know there was Salaam Namaste, but it was so dramatic for no reason. His movie OK Kanmani, which later became OK Jano in Bollywood, was a very realistic approach as to what would happen if two youngsters decided to live in together in India today. Minus the pregnancy and unnecessary drama of Salaam Namaste, if you ask me. He made a movie about terrorism at a time when Bollywood was still trying to entertain us in tried and tested ways. Bombay came out in the year 1995, and it spoke about the events in the backdrop of riots that happened in the city of Bombay between 1992 and 1993. So if you check his chronology of movies, he made Roja in 1992, and that's also about two people who sort of get caught in politics and terrorism, and that's when the Bombay riots happened. In less than a couple of years, he'd written, directed, and released Bombay. This movie is about a couple, a Hindu man and a Muslim woman, who decide to fight against all odds in society when they fall in love with each other, and how they're targets from both sides when communal riots break out. The crazy guy that he is, Mani Ratnam cast Nasir, who's a Muslim, as Arvind Swamy's Hindu father in the movie, and he cast Kitty, who's a Hindu, to play Manisha Koirala's Muslim father. Statements all the way if it's a Mani Ratnam film. And the music, that's another topic altogether. I think A.R. Rahman makes a special effort if it's a Mani Ratnam movie, because every time they collaborate, the outcome has always been amazing. Bombay was one of the most diplomatic ways to talk about terrorism and how it affects regular folks like you and me, and watch it on screen while we sit in safety. So ironic. Right after Roja came Bombay, and then Mani Ratnam continued his trilogy of making movies that spoke about human lives that were affected by politics and terrorism. And that's when he made Dil Se. Shah Rukh Khan plays a radio jockey who falls in love with a woman who's the bomb. Literally. She's a suicide bomber. Talk about love that kills. But Mani Ratnam did something fantastic. It's such a morbid plot, nothing too cheerful about it, but he shot it in some of the most beautiful places across India and abroad. They shot it in Leh, Bhutan, Himachal Pradesh and Assam. Chaya Chaya, the song, was shot in the Nilgiris, and Jia Jale was in the backwaters in Kerala. And once again, a really beautiful collaboration between A.R. Rahman and Mani Ratnam. Songs that we don't get bored of even today. And now we understand the motive behind making a movie like this. We understand why movies like these are important to influence and change the way we think. We understand that Mani Ratnam can bring out the best in an actor. But I still don't understand the Malayalam lyrics in Jia Jale. Body of Lies is actually based on a book. It was called Penetration, and when they decided to make a movie about it, the title for both the movie and the book became Body of Lies. So it's the story of how the CIA and the intelligence team from Jordan worked together to capture this terrorist who's really elusive. And the kind of work they had to put in for this movie was incredible. For all the parts that were supposed to look like Jordan, the team wanted to shoot them all in Dubai, because if you look at the last few years, the UAE has pretty much invited the whole world to come and shoot there. including Bollywood films like Happy New Year. But Dubai didn't give them permission to shoot there because it was a little political. So they shot all those parts in Morocco instead. And weirdly enough, Body of Lies has something in common with a chick flick. Sex and the City 2 was supposed to represent the vibrant culture of Abu Dhabi, mostly the fact that it wasn't affected by the recession. But the plot is kind of controversial, right? So authorities revoked permission to shoot there. Now, what do Body of Lies and Sex and the City 2 have in common? Not the actors, not even the genre. Jordan and Abu Dhabi didn't give them permission, so both films moved to Morocco to shoot. Won't be surprised if that's become the hot new destination for people to travel to. We love the Olympic Games because once in 4 years, we see the best sporting talent from across the world come together. And for a few weeks, we see them display their abilities and we get goosebumps every time someone does something incredible, which is pretty much every day of the Olympic Games. And sometimes sports people make use of these games to make a political statement because it's the biggest platform they'll probably ever get. Like, for example, in 1968, two African-American athletes won the gold and bronze in the 200-meter running event. When they went on the podium, they both lifted a hand in a salute, but both of them were wearing black gloves. They did this to protest the way black athletes were discriminated against, even after winning prestigious events like the Olympics. Because back then, it wasn't like you had social media to just let the world know your opinion on how black people were treated. So similarly, in 1972, the Olympics were taking place in Germany and Palestinian terrorists got a hold of 11 Olympians from Israel, kidnapped them and killed them. It was one of the saddest events in sporting history and they did that to make a political statement using these athletes who had nothing to do with politics. A movie about this came out in 2005. It was called Munich and it was directed by Steven Spielberg and they had done a lot of research, but some events in the film are still supposed to be fictional. Even when the movie was being made, it was caught up in a lot of trouble from all sides, including Palestine and Israel and experts in history across the world. For once, even a Hollywood film had as many controversies before release as a Bollywood film. Akshay Kumar has a plan now, almost like a retirement plan. It's like he's been hired by the government to make movies about its schemes and to make movies about hygiene and education and stuff. But before that, he was known as Khiladi Kumar. The guy made action movies and he was really good at it. One of the best action heroes from Bollywood who was actually trained in martial arts and wouldn't hesitate to shoot his own sequences without using a body double. And one of the movies he made in the recent past that was fully action-packed was this movie called Baby. It's about the special task force that was created to find and eliminate people who were planning terror attacks in India after the 2008 blast that happened in Mumbai. And because it was Neeraj Pandey who directed it, the movie was shot very well, very slick, beautifully edited, and it did really well. So much so that they made a spin-off of one of the characters in the film, Naam Shabana, which was the prequel to the movie, kind of like an origin story of Shabana the character. And we don't usually have spin-offs in Bollywood, so this was very fresh in more than one way. Unlike most Bollywood films, they didn't have too many songs in between the movie to distract you from the main plot. Incredible movie, so fast-paced and so full of action. It's just the title's really misleading. You wouldn't expect all this from a movie called Baby, but there you go, creative liberty. Again, an Akshay Kumar movie. Before his interest in Deshbhakt roles and during his action hero phase, he had this other weird phase where he would remake a lot of films from the South. Movies from the South that were commercial hits. And one of them was called Holiday. This was a remake of a Tamil film called Tupaki that had Vijay playing lead. And this follows the story of one guy who's a part of the secret wing of the Indian Army who comes on holiday but works unofficially to capture terrorists and foil their plans to create serial blasts in Mumbai. It was directed by A.R. Murugadas, who does a kick-ass job when it comes to action films. So even when it came to the Bollywood film, he shot it himself. And Akshay Kumar and Sonakshi Sinha kind of had it easy. They just had to replicate whatever happened in the Tamil film. Madras Cafe is a thriller that takes us back in time to the Sri Lankan Civil War. Not a very nice period of time for that country because there were politicians, then there were rebels, there were armed forces and even some Indian forces and all of them were trying to assert their respective rights. So this film follows the journey of a RAW agent who's sent to Sri Lanka. His job is to intervene on behalf of India even after Indian forces were forced to withdraw in Jaffna. Very sensitive topic and it's so political. So three big heroes apparently said no to acting in this film because it might mean a suicide in terms of career. But John Abraham stepped up and said, "I'll do it, guys." It's still one of his best roles till date, especially when you compare it to his roles in movies like Garam Masala. And Nargis Fakhri is also in this movie. Great to look at, but very questionable acting skills. And most of the times, when movies are made about terrorists and terrorism, the bad guys are either from Pakistan or somewhere else in the Middle East. But Shujit Sarkar decided to go south and base his movie in Sri Lanka. Unfortunately, even the box office collection started to go south pretty soon. Kurban brought Kareena Kapoor Khan and Saif Ali Khan on screen together. But it wasn't just a love story. It's full of twists and turns and switching of political ideologies and double agents and everything. Kareena plays this academic. Saif Ali Khan plays a professor who's secretly a terrorist. And that can't have been an easy role for him to take on because he's a mainstream actor. And playing the bad guy is not a very popular choice for Bollywood heroes. This movie also had a great supporting cast. It had Vivek Oberoi, Diya Mirza and Om Puri in really important roles, even Kiran Kher. Also, what's interesting is that although it's about terrorism and is an Indian film, it talks about how some Indians living in the USA could change the game. This movie also faced some trouble in court before its release, but it wasn't for its political angles or that it was about terrorism. People had a problem with some of the songs and thought they were obscene. Talk about priorities. Terrorism is not the most cheerful topic for a movie, especially for those of us who watch movies to just catch a break after a really hectic work week. But it's only when we watch movies like these that we really learn to appreciate our freedom more. Let's see how Arjun Kapoor's movie India's Most Wanted fares. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.